from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are joined by a guy that is going to be very busy over the next 24 hours, and that is Pirates beat writer from the Post-Gazette, Noah Hiles. All right, Noah, they make the York deal with Boston. They got anything else brewing?
I think so. I don't think they're done yet. I think that was a move where, if you just look at what both sides acquired and gave up, it was one team had a pitcher that they couldn't necessarily figure out, and they had better guys ahead of him. And the Red Sox, kind of same thing. They had some younger, better middle infielders, both at the major league level and at the prospect, you know, in the minor leagues. And they said, let's just trade spare parts and see if we can get more out of these guys after a swap. So that was a simple move. I still think they have more moves in store for their 2024 club.
Why is York, or when is, I shouldn't say this, when is York going to be on the big club since he got assigned to AAA?
I don't know. I mean, the guy's only played 38 games in AAA in his career. So I think they just want to keep him in the minors to get his feet wet here.
I was way off on this, Noah. I thought he was going to be immediate help to fill the Nick Gonzalez void.
And he might be. Uh-huh. I think it's just something where right now I think they want him to ease into this because he's still a relatively new player to AAA. And I think that would be a very big jump, especially into the role that you're suggesting, where you go from a brand new AAA player to an everyday starting second baseman in the major leagues. I think we will see him potentially in September or maybe even in mid-August, but I think he's got to play a couple weeks in Indianapolis to earn that spot, that opportunity over some of the other guys they already have.
So if they're not going to get immediate help from York now, where is the help going to come from?
I mean, there are guys out there. I mean, a guy that I remember mentioning to you, and this isn't something that I've heard, but I think a guy that would make sense considering all the situation I just forgot his name on the spot here. the Rays middle infielder, Rosario. There it is.
Yes, Ahmed Rosario.
Yeah,
yes.
would make a lot of sense. And that's just me looking at what might be available. That's nothing I've heard, but you consider the Rays fire sale that's going on right now, and he's a guy who can come in and both or play outfield and second base.
Do you believe the Diaz stuff?
I mean, I don't not believe it. I think they've inquired on a lot of guys.
How close do you think they've been on some of these guys? Like Chisholm, we're hearing Jim Bowden
say. A lot of second place finishes, a lot of silver medal stands here.
Yep.
Noah, they're loving the Olympics, finishing in with silver.
Yeah, I do think they've been close. From the conversations that I've had, I think that Charrington wants the deal to be perfect in his eyes. And he's been very strong with his opinion. And if it's not completely ideal, if it's not the perfect deal,
When has any team in Major League history executed a trade that when they made the trade, they said, this is literally the perfect trade. Thank God we've done it.
I don't know. I haven't interviewed every GM after they made a trade.
That would be a hell of a project. Do that this offseason.
You know what I mean, though? I'm not saying that to attack you. I'm just saying it's what a ridiculous thing. And I think you're right in your assumption that he wants the trade to be like a complete win for him.
That's not an assumption. That's
fact.
That's based off a conversation I've had with people. This is a guy who wants it to be exactly how they want it to be. And
well, it's never going to be there. Then they're never going to even try to contend for a team, because the teams that it creates for next year and the year after, there'll probably be one thing wrong with those teams, and that'll be, you know what, can't go with that anymore. It's not a perfect team. Can't augment them. They have one flaw.
I mean, I even said to Chris, Noah, because MLB.com now has York as the fifth best prospect in the Pirates organization, so now he becomes an untouchable because he's one of their best prospects. Like, you've said you don't think they want to trade any of their top 10 guys, right?
I think they wouldn't. I said it. I believe when I told you that, I said they wouldn't do it for a rental player.
Okay.
I think they'd be willing to trade a top 10 guy if it brought back a player with multiple years of control. It's just, is there a player that fits that category that they deem worthy of doing that? So that's the big question. Based off of how the market looks right now, yep. I don't know if we'll see them do that tomorrow. I think we'll see rentals. I still think they're in the mix for a rental outfielder, and I think that might add to the bullpen as well.
Do you think they might subtract from the bullpen or from the starting rotation?
Nothing significant. If they make a subtraction, it would be a guy. I don't think they're trading Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah,
I don't
me
think they're trading Colin
Holderman. Do you think Martin Perez will be a Pirate past the deadline?
That's an interesting question. I do not know the answer to. I look at him and Marco Gonzalez as two guys that I think you could flash to a team that might be looking to add a long reliever or maybe a sixth starter just to eat some innings and buy some space. And those would be two veterans that I think that they could dangle and maybe include with a prospect or two to get a rental player. So I don't know if they'll be around.
Noah, you said that Ben Cherington's trying to make the perfect trade, and that's been the big hang-up here. So along those lines, what do you think prevented the Jazz Chisholm thing from happening with the Pirates?
I don't know. I think what the Jazz Chisholm trade comes down to is, and I think this is probably the case with a lot of deals, the Miami Marlins were looking to get position players in return for Jazz. And if you look at the Pirates farm system, they don't have the quality position player prospects to offer that other organizations do. I mean, the guys the Yankees gave up, one of them is a top three prospect.
According to Baseball America, universal.
My immediate reaction to that is, how does a team like the Yankees that's every single year pretty much picking well after the Pirates in the draft in every round got a farm system that is that much more stocked than the Pirates is, or at least stocked with players a team like the Marlins wants?
The same way they've been able to draft a guy and develop guys, you know, draft stars and develop them. I mean, it's a good organization. They pay the top baseball minds out there to continue working for them and find talent and develop talent. I mean, that's just how baseball works. It's why the Dodgers, I mean, everyone thinks about how they spend money on free agents. They also develop a lot of really good baseball players. They find a lot of diamonds in the rough, late rounds in drafts or prospects that no one else wants, and they turn them into three-war players because they have some of the best baseball minds in their front office. And that's what you get when you pay big money for people in your front office.
We saw the Penguins go in the tank after the Gensel trade. If this team does nothing, you're in the locker room almost every day. If they do nothing to make this team better, how do you think that's going to go over with the 26 guys in there?
They're going to keep going. I mean, this is a team that's they don't know any better. It's different with the Penguins, where that's a team that's headlined by people who they know what the winning thing looks like. They know what a roster that wins the Stanley Cup looks like. They're familiar with that. This team is almost, it's like blissfully ignorant. Like, they don't know any better, so they're going to keep going. And I think that that's a good thing right now. That's not meant to sound like a dig at the Pirates. It's just, this is a group of guys that a lot of them haven't been in this position where they've been playing competitive baseball this time of the year. And I think that because of that ignorance, they're just not going to be discouraged regardless of what happens at the deadline. They're going to keep going for it.
Give us two names the Pirates acquire in the next 24 and a half hours.
Oh, man. All right. Well, don't say that I've heard these. This is just speculation on my end. But yeah. I would hone in and I'll go with Kevin Pillar and TJ McFarland, I think, would be two guys that would make a lot of sense, both on expiring deals. Both could get really cheap, and both would make this team better.
All right, there you go. In Houston, Noah Hyles with the Pirates. By the way, is Cherington down there, or is he back here?
I haven't seen him. I would have to assume he's probably back in Pittsburgh, okay. But I don't know that for sure.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, Noah.
Yep, thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.